Connoisseur of Chaos, Wallace Stevens. A. A violent order is a disorder, and B. A great disorder is an order. These two things are one. Pages of illustrations. If all the green of spring was blue, and it is, if all the flowers of South Africa were bright on the tables of Connecticut, and they are, if Englishmen lived without tea in Ceylon, as they do, and if all went on in an orderly way, as it does, a law of inherent opposites, of essential unity, is as pleasant as port, as pleasant as the brushstrokes of a bow, an upper particular bow, say, Marchand. After all, the pretty contrast of life and death proves that these opposite things partake of one. At least that was a theory when Bishop's books resolved the world. We cannot go back to that. The squirming facts exceed the squamous mind, if one may say so. And yet relation appears, a small relation expanding like the shade of a cloud on sand, a shape on the side of the hill. A. Well, an old order is a violent one. This proves nothing. Just one more truth, one more element in the immense disorder of truths. B. It is April as I write. The wind is blowing after days of constant rain. All this, of course, will come to summer soon. But suppose the disorder of truths should ever come to an order, most Plantagenet, most fixed. A great disorder is an order. Now, A and B are not like statuary posed for a vista on the Louvre. They are things chalked on the sidewalk so that the pensive man may see. The pensive man, he sees the eagle float for which the intricate Alps are a single nest.